is expensive and you have to duplicate things, as you said before. But those positions.
All right. So let's put it down to numbers. So pay the governor 50,000, right? So you just saved 100,000 on my salary. So pay the lieutenant governor 50,000. You saved 75, right? So now you got 125, and cut each senator $30,000, right? So you multiply that times 50. You don't have a $500,000. You could do that and say, okay, fine. Now we have done something, and now they're getting paid what we think they earn. What I'm trying to suggest to you is that rather than go through the political hoops to say we're doing something like that, that seems to be, the term escapes me for the moment, but symbolic. What we are saying to you and to the community is we need to grow, expand our economy. We need to get the opportunities. We have workers that aren't getting the pay that they're required for their profession. So they're taking opportunities and leaving and going to other jurisdictions. We're hiring some people that are marginal in their fields because they need those kinds of salaries. The constant cry of cut, 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 and you're going to solve your problem is not a real solution. It's not a real solution.
If we are going to compare, like you're comparing some of the salaries, governors in the United States, most of them make under $100,000 a year. In Maine, which has a much higher taxing population than we do, their governor makes 70. So why do we have to be so exorbitant in our condition?
Well, I came and met it that way. I came and met it that way.
If you change the governor, it would be more than symbolic. It would be a violent one.
You guys want to cut the salary? Go cut the salary. That's not my debate, and that's not my discussion. I'm just being candid with you. I just described to you that to get a mental health professional, you have to pay them over $200,000. To when we ask the regional administrator for the Department of Health to come and assist us in the health department, her salary in the middle of the federal government bureaucracy was $154,000. You could keep singing that song. I'm only suggesting if that's what you want, the community wants to do, and it wants to get it done, and that's fine. It's not going to solve any problem.
The community can't do it, but you can.
The community can do it.
Very impressive if you did.
The community can do it. Well, I'm going to be honest and tell you, I'm not taking up that initiative. I am more concerned about the better growth, the wider growth of the community, the opportunities for jobs, for investing in the community, to get the revenues up to provide the services. Symbolic cut of cutting $200,000 or $300,000 out of a $700 million budget and say, okay, we're paying the senators lower and we're paying the governor and the lieutenant governor lower, and so we have achieved some, we have created some massive achievement, for me is not realistic. And I'm just not going to expend my time on it. And I'm just not being disrespectful or insensitive. I'm just being honest.
Okay, well, thank you very much for your
time. You're very welcome.